This meeting of the Commission on Government Forecasting Accountability is called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Burke?
Here.
Senator Frerichs?
Here.
Senator Kaler?
Here.
Senator Murphy? Representative Nekritz?
Yes.
Representative Poe?
Here.
Representative Riley? Senator Rose? Senator Severson? Representative Tracy? Senator Trotter? Representative Tryon?
So with six members present and have it on good word that other members are on their way, we will have a quorum in time for a vote. But we would like to begin today with the Illinois State University request to issue $25 million of certificates of participation. I believe we have three representatives from ISU who would like to testify. Mr. Greg Ault, Vice President of Finance and Planning. Deborah Smiley. Senior Associate Vice President of Finance and Planning, and John Vincent, President John Vincent and Company Financial Advisor. Okay, I will leave it up to you to determine who would like to present or who would like to go first. A button, and this light should light up green.
There we go. Is that better? Okay, let me start again. Good morning. My name is Greg Ault. I serve as Vice President for Finance and Planning at Illinois State University. And on behalf of the university, thank you to the Commission for this opportunity to present our request on our 2014 Certificates of Participation. As noted, we have with us also, to my right, Deborah Smitley, who serves as our Senior Associate Vice President at Illinois State, as well as John Vincent, who serves as Financial Advisor to the university on this issue. In addition to the information that we have previously provided the Commission, you should have received a handout this morning that provides a summary of our plans for this debt issue. Allow me to highlight a few of the key components from that. We are requesting approval to issue a total of $25 million in certificates of participation. Upon approval, we intend to issue those securities through a competitive sale in late April with closing in early May. Proceeds will be used to fund information technology improvements and academic facility improvements. The issue is going to be for a total of 20 years and will be structured to solicit wide and competitive market participation. Like many organizations, Illinois State's legacy IT systems are over 30 years old and at the end of their economic useful life, and it's now necessary to make the investment in the replacement systems. These IT projects include replacement of our student information system, implementation of a business intelligence system to streamline our data management and reporting, and technology architecture improvements to update our IT infrastructure. These improvements will enable us to retire those outdated systems to improve services to our constituents and streamline our IT data management. The academic facility improvements include seven projects that have been identified by the university's Academic Advisory Committee as high priority and consistent with our campus master plan. Funding of these projects will address several immediate needs, including academic program quality, as well as life and safety issues. The university's Board of Trustees has previously approved funding of these projects with the issuance of COPS contingent upon approval by the Commission. We would welcome any additional questions you might have of us.
Okay, thank you very much. Did anyone else want to testify? All right, Representative Tryon, and first would the clerk please add Co-Chair Tracy to the roll. Representative.
My understanding of certificates of participation, which is slightly different, obviously, than a general obligation bond, which most of us are familiar with, is you have to put some type of revenue source in place there so that when you, I mean, is it just generic revenue, tuition? What will be used to retire the debt?
We will retire the debt with our general revenues, and primarily that would be our income fund, which would be tuition.
Okay, let me ask you a question. On tuition specifically, and I understand, you know, capital is a liability. You don't fix it. It just gets more expensive to take care of. So, but where are you at in tuition raises in the past, let's say, 5 years? Have your tuition gone up more than the rate of inflation, less than the rate of inflation?
Well, in the recent years, it's gone probably lower than the rate of inflation. We have not determined next year's inflation, tuition increase, but our FY14 increase was 2.1%. And prior to that, I believe it was around 4%. So in the earlier years, it has been higher than inflation.
So we're what's for a year of tuition, what are your tuition costs?
It's $342 an hour, which I think comes out to tuition and fees around $11,000 for a full-time student for a year.
What will this do to your tuition? What would that do to the increase in tuition?
It won't have a significant impact because the additional debt service of this will be about $1.88
million.
$1.88 million.
Okay, so it's a small issue.
It's a small
issue.
Do
you have any bonds that are about to retire?
We don't necessarily have bonds. We did call a bond issue in early this past year, our 2003 bonds. We actually retired that a year early, well, 10 years early, and actually are going to save over $900,000 in debt service that we've just done that. Our next issue that we might have potentially can call early, I think, would be our 2006 issue, which would be potentially callable in 2016. Now, we do have a step down, and maybe that's what you're getting at,
right,
that our debt service currently is about $13 million a year. This will add it up to about $15 million. But in 2 years, our debt service will step down about $3 million. So we have some issues maturing that will come offline in a few years.
So, well, I'm starting to become very, very concerned about the cost of college education in Illinois. I mean, it's almost becoming unaffordable for the average Illinois family, no matter which one of our universities you go to. And, you know, I'm living that life myself right now, and I've watched, in the 10 years that I've had kids in college, I've watched the tuition go up substantially, to what it's costing per year. And I look at some of our other states, and I see lower tuitions, especially Missouri, just in Indiana. I mean, Indiana State compared to Illinois State would be substantially less. And what I don't see happening, which is a conversation happening here about how we might get our arms around that and how we can work together to offset some of the increases in tuition. So, but I want you to know I plan on supporting this. It sounds like you have a well thought out plan, and it's really, as long as it's not going to significantly increase any tuition, it's very small, and it looks like you're actually going to see some savings coming out of your bond plan already. I can support this, but I do think the time has come for the state and the higher ed community to sit down and have a plan that works for keeping tuition costs down. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Nekritz.
At the risk of embarrassing myself here, what makes this a certificate of participation? This is not like the certificates of participation we've done here in the past where there's been they've been to build an energy facility and that, or to generate energy, and there's some savings out of that then goes to pay, and that's what sort of like what I always thought then must be a certificate of participation. So someone can enlighten me.
Well, basically it's a debt instrument, and it's really the legal form of it. It actually has somewhat of the characteristic of a lease, and so it's a little different than a bond. But and I'll pass it here to John Vincent, who could probably fill in a little bit more, but it is really a debt instrument.
Originally, certificates of participation were used exactly for your point, for financing improvements, generally energy improvements. And the savings from those improvements was the source of repaying the debt over time. And so it was, and that was employed by many of the public universities. University of Illinois, Eastern Illinois University were early users of it. Since the advent of COPS being used for that purpose, the purposes have broadened over time for other capital needs at public universities that fall outside of auxiliary facilities or the university's system to repay debt. For example, they issued system debt for housing and dining. They have a revenue source for that. But if there is something for a much needed, like a new power plant, and they don't have a ready revenue source for that, they have started to rely more on the certificate of participation vehicle for financing those needed capital improvements. And like what we're doing, what Illinois State is doing today with the need for a new information system, that too is a high front-end cost, and we need to find a means for financing that. So certificates of participation have been used for broader uses than just energy savings.
I hear that, and I still, I guess, don't know what makes, you know, if it's just paying it out of general revenue, just if the repayment's coming out of general revenue, why don't you just do a general obligation bond versus a COP?
The state law limits the use of revenue bonds just for auxiliary purposes like housing and dining, student recreation, or student services.
Okay. So, all right. I'm not sure I still understand, but I'll let it go. What's the interest rate and what's the basis on the basis points?
Well, we anticipate the total interest, true interest cost will be 4.36% average of the whole issue.
What would a general obligation bond be for you right now?
Probably in that same range. It's really the credit of the university, also with the credit of the state. Evaluated.
We're having sorry about rating. That.
Yeah, well, we do the best we can with that. The Monday, the credit ratings will review after this hearing today, and then they'll help give a rating to our the underlying credit of the university, and that'll also impact the true interest costs that we can issue at.
Okay.
The credit ratings for the certificates of participation are the same as for the revenue bonds at the university.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there other questions of the commission? Well, seeing no other questions, is there a motion?
I make a motion.
Great. Representative Tracy?
Yeah. Pursuant to 110 ILCS 73/15, I make a motion to favorably recommend Northern Illinois University's issuance of reading the wrong agenda item. I apologize.
There we go.
They both look alike. Okay. I make a motion to favorably recommend Illinois State University's issuance of $25 million of Series 2014 Certificates of Participation.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second? Sure. Representative Poe. All right. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Burke?
Yes.
Senator Frerichs?
Yes.
Senator Kaler?
Yes.
Senator Murphy?
Yes.
Murphy. Representative Neckert?
Sorry, I'm a little weary.
Representative Poe?
Yes.
Representative Riley? Senator Rose? Senator Severson? Representative Tracy?
Yes.
Senator Trotter? Representative Tryon?
Yes.
Okay. With 7 votes in favor, the motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for hearing my request.
Next on the agenda, item number 3, I'm going to turn the microphone over to co-chair Representative Tracy.
Okay, I'd like to call Northern Illinois University to the front table, please, to present their request. You'll make it. Please proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Madam Chair.
Can you push, there should be a button at the base there, and your light should light up green, and if you just introduce yourself.
Thank you. Again, good morning. My name is Nancy Suttonfield. I am the Interim Chief Financial Officer at Northern Illinois University. I've been serving in that capacity since about the middle of November. part of President Doug Baker's leadership cabinet. And as you probably know, President Baker is new to Illinois and new to the presidency since July of last year. With me today is Michael Boisvert. He is the president of Longhouse Capital Advisors and the financial advisor to Northern Illinois University. We're delighted to be here with you this morning and have the opportunity to share with you an opportunity that we've identified to take advantage of lower interest rates and reduce our interest costs on some outstanding debt that we have through the certificates of participation avenue. We believe we have the opportunity to save about $1 million, which will ultimately accrue to the benefit of Northern Illinois students. Again, this is a refinance. We're taking advantage of COPS to reduce our interest rate by about 160 basis points. We're not increasing the amount of debt. We're not extending the term of the debt, and the sources of repayment of the debt remain the same as previously, from general tuition and fees. And largely the debt that's being refinanced relates to our Naperville campus, and the revenue generated from the programs and activities at Naperville alone are sufficient to continue to cover the debt service on the outstanding principal. And I'll stop there, and we're happy to take questions.
Representative Burke,
In your presentation, you've got the NIU debt profile.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, I'm new to the commission, is there a benchmark or a measure that universities use on what an acceptable or good amount of debt is?
There are various ratios that the ratings agencies in particular look at in the course of determining our ratings. And we are pleased to report that we went through a review with Moody's that was completed just last week, reaffirming our rating at A3, which was what it was when Moody's took a look at us about a year ago. And our ratios more or less remain the same because our financial structure remains the same. We would be happy to provide information later about the actual ratios if the committee or staff would care to look at those.
Okay, thanks.
Could we have the clerk add Senator Trotter to the roll, please? Any other questions? Senator Chairman Ferg.
I said a question. You said estimate about $1 million in savings. Is that $1 million annually until the end of life, or over how many years?
Total for the term of the debt, but we will be able to capture that $1 million in the coming year, by and large.
Okay. And so you said that will largely accrue to the students' benefit. Do you have plans of how that money is going to be used?
It will just go back into our budget as part of our revenue stream. And, of course, we have many competing priorities for those needs, but we also have a strategic analysis that's underway of our budget. And our new president is focusing on student career success, which has many dimensions. We have mobilized our campus, our faculty, our staff, our alumni, corporate partners, and community colleges to work with us in improving all of the opportunities for our students to complete their degrees successfully and find jobs once they complete their degree.
Okay, so but no specific spending source or reduction in tuition coming from this?
No, but that's a very good point. For next year, I heard the question previously about the cost of attendance. Mm-hmm. Our board met about a month ago and approved all of our tuition, fees, room, and board. And we are holding our cost of attendance level for next year. We've gone up 2% in our tuition, and we are reducing our room and board fees by 2.7% so that the overall change for next year is zero.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything? Any other questions?
Okay. We've got enough.
Do we have a motion on the request? Chairman Ferricks.
pursuant to 110 ILCS 73-15, I make a motion to favorably recommend Northern Illinois University's issuance of $14 million of Series 2014 Certificates of Participation.
Is there a second? Senator made the second. Clerk, could we call the roll?
Representative Burke?
Yes.
Senator Frerichs?
Yes.
Senator Kaler?
Yes.
Senator Murphy? Representative Nekritz?
Yes.
Representative Poe?
Yes.
Representative Riley? Senator Rose? Senator Severson? Representative Tracy?
Yes.
Senator Trotter?
Aye.
Representative Tryon?
Yes.
Seeing that we have eight votes in the affirmative, the motion has passed and is approved.
Thank you. We appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Support.
Thank you. Before we ask for a motion to adjourn, I would like to state that the next meeting will be April 7th, 2014, to review the State Employees Group Insurance Program for fiscal year 2015. The Commission will also hear from vendors who administer the program and provide health, pharmaceutical, dental, life, and vision insurance. So do we have a motion to adjourn? Representative Nekritz moves, and I believe Representative Mike Tryon seconded. With that, we stand adjourned.